Stream Lawyer, Brian.
Hey, Brian, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Carl in by chance?
Nico from where?
The Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Curtis.
Yeah, it's like car and then different. Sounds kind of funny over the phone.
Yeah, what does this pertain to, if I may ask?
Yeah, not a problem. I called you guys back in August. We do equipment financing and working capital, just circling back towards the end of the year, seeing if you guys had any plans that might require financing, if you're looking to bring on equipment or need some additional cash for the business.
At this time, we're setting all right. We just purchased a new machine, and we already got that financed, so...
Oh, when did you guys recently bring that on? Was it in the last month or so?
July.
Oh, July. Okay, so something this year. What did you guys bring on? Was it a new CNC machine or something?
Yeah, new wire machine.
Oh, new wire machine. How's that been working out for you guys?
It's the first one in the U.S., so there's a few little bugs. So it has its ups and down days, but they're coming back out in a week or so to fix any little things that aren't working out properly.
You guys got the first wire machine in the U.S.?
Well, not the first wire machine in the U.S., but it's the first one of this model.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yep. Of course, I can imagine, being the first, I guess you can say prototype, there's going to be some kinks and bugs in it that will definitely need to be ironed out.
Yeah, definitely. Always happens.
Is it typical for you guys to bring on equipment every year or so, or is it more along the lines of like when you need it for like a particular job?
We've been doing it like every other year.
Okay, more along the lines of like cyclical.
Yeah, we don't like to have too much, too many payments. We'd rather pay some things off and then buy something once we pay something off, so we don't have too much out there.
Yeah, budget what you guys can afford, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Every smart business owner and business should be doing that. I'm pretty sure Carl obviously does that. Do you happen to know if he... I know you guys aren't probably in the market for any type of equipment anytime soon. Well, what about your capital needs? I could imagine that the inventory expenses are pretty high over there. Do you guys ever run into problems with cash flow because of maybe net 30, net 45, net 60 type deals where the money is kind of spread thin?
Yet, but we both have enough socked away that if we need to borrow money, we just borrow it from ourselves.
Oh, personal capital to put into the business?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Do you like are you partners with Carl then?
To an extent, yes.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, do you ever feel as if that might be a risky move? Knowing that you might lose the money because you're not too sure?
No, I mean, we've got enough socked away that, we're pretty safe.
Okay, well, if you ever do run across a situation where you need additional funding and you're kind of not too sure if you want to put your own capital in it, invest in it yourself, and you can keep that for maybe another project that will have a nice return aside from an expense.
Yep. Can you hold on one second? I got someone calling on the other line.
Sure.
Thanks. Yep, so, there are times when, we're like, it'd be nice to have a little more, but, we haven't come to that problem where we've had to borrow anything from ourselves, but if we need to, we both have about, I don't want to say how much we have, but we have more than enough to pay everything off and have some left.
Yeah, I mean, we had the business pre-approved with us because you've done work with Fifth Third Bank. I think it was a pre-approval up to $250,000 for both our equipment financing as well as our cash loan program, the working capital. So if, you know, the time ever does occur, not when it is a problem that comes to the business, but if you just needed additional funds, whether it is to start a project, maybe cover other costs or have something maybe up your guys' sleeve, I'd like to at least see if I can be a resource to you and at least see if we can get you some of the funding that you might need. Do you mind if I shoot you over an email or something like that with my contact info?
Yep, send me over an email. Do you have our email address?
I think it was it the ExtremeWire one? I'm not sure.
ExtremeWireEDM@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, I'll be sure to shoot you over something. I'll address it to you. You can tuck me away in a little file if something comes up. Sure, we can help out. You know, maybe you guys have something up your sleeve that you've kind of been talking about but aren't too sure yet.
Sounds good.
All right, Brian. It's nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Yep, bye.
Bye.